is a burning thing. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Welcome back for part two.
Part two, woo! Why? I could have sworn that Dasko is going to do that. I could have placed a bet with Jacoby.
Okay, so it's part two. We're going to talk about journalism and Temujin BC's theft of some little money from the CSD. Really, not a lot. How much was it?
The journalism thing, I am so stoked for this subject because I've been ranting for the last couple of days anyway about...
Okay, pull your pants up before you say anything.
I am so excited for this subject. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? My whole bone of contention,
Your boner?
Of contention. It is the argument between magazine type of ads, or newspaper articles, I should say, and good quality journalism. And the absolute disparity between the amount of attention that good intellectual articles get as opposed to J.B. Devenis and his pop-up book articles. J.B. Devenis.
Okay, as for that, I mean, I've been the guy who started panning those articles with my article. Ooh, for me. And woo for my nice score in the CP contest. But that's another thing.
You got zero again, didn't you?
No, I got 89%.
89%?
Yep.
Strange.
So, did
you put any images in the article?
No.
Really strange.
Now, I'm getting roasted because there's almost this impression that I'm completely against picture-related articles, and I'm not. I'm not against picture. What I'm against is this whole posting a single image and throwing up like three words, publishing it, and pulling down 300 votes. I sit there shaking my head going...
Well, it depends because, if it's a good image and some good words, I can understand it as a one-time thing, like... That guy George Kirk or whatever did with that New Republic V2 combat screenshot. I mean, that was really funny and well thought out with the Pong and stuff.
You know, I just I don't know, and it's maybe because it's just me, and I take the writing piece of this game very seriously because it's something I enjoy immensely. But I almost wonder if there are some folks who are wasting their talent. I mean, like, for instance, I hate sounding like I'm picking on J.B. Devenis because I'm not trying to, but here's a guy with a lot of experience, with a lot of insight, a veteran of the game. Share that knowledge with the new people. You know, write a good, intelligent article on something, provide an opinion, and help educate the new players to the game, because as much as I love your picture articles, and deep down inside I get a good laugh out of some of them, but when it's the only thing I'm seeing you produce, to me, it's a waste of his God-given experience in this game. That's all.
Well, it's not God-given. I mean...
Just my opinion. You know, I would...
No, but seriously, the thing is that people really, really waste our public... public media for stuff like pictures, picture-based articles that don't have anything behind them. I mean, I don't mind posting a picture once in a while in my article, but seriously, it shouldn't be the main feature. The little cute cat shouldn't be the main feature why you vote for the article.
Right.
The topic of it, the way it's written, should be.
And again, I don't have a problem with people putting pictures in there. I've used pictures in my own articles. I recently did one with the faceless businessman. I did a mocking, assassination article on George Kirk just to mock those people who say, oh, you got to do more articles with just pictures and so on and so forth. But I included a picture of the faceless businessman when I wrote an article.
And I think you got a huge number of votes on that.
I did. It's funny. The article in which I wrote, I did not want a media mogul medal, was one of the highest voted articles I've had. Go figure.
Yeah, well, that's what people do. It's like, don't vote this article. Okay, I will.
Right. It's like when you talk to your kids and you say, don't cross the street without me holding your hand. And the first thing they do, they cross the street without your hand. You know?
You have to wait for your kid to do that. my God, he didn't do it yet. Did he?
No. He can't walk yet.
Okay, you can't get out of the cradle without me holding your hand.
That's right.
The thing is that I think that people really, really also look at the name. I mean, how many times did I see a noob write a really intelligent article? The guy from New Brunswick, Rigor 6, right?
Yes.
I mean, he writes very well. I mean, I love his writing. I really like his writing. And he never gets enough votes for it. Right. Just because he's not a well-known name. And I'm pretty sure if the same thing was written by Jacoby or J.B. Levinas, it would have been top five instantly.
Right. I agree. And it's interesting because, you know... I think it brings up the distinction between indie type writing, film festival. When I think of movies, I think of, you get the film festival indie type films, which become cult favorites, and then you get the Hollywood glitz and glam, right? So when J.B. DeVinis writes, for me, as of late anyway, it's been all about the Hollywood glitz and glam. Whereas people like, and I'm gonna point out a few people in this podcast. I read an article by Frim or by you, Adashko. To me, it's intelligent. It's more like indie writing. It doesn't have all that glitz and glam. It's about sensible opinion.
Well, I think when I write stuff, I notice that I think people treat intelligent stuff as if they read it, they'd read it with a British accent, really.
Yes.
Because I write in a way that's pretty, well, I know I have a style that really balances between me being goofing off and me being totally serious and being a smartass, I suppose.
Which makes you a triple threat.
Yeah, but the thing is here that people don't really want to read intelligent stuff here because most people, let's be honest, are like 12 to 17 year olds who are. Well, not saying that 17-year-olds are bad or something, who are really not interested in the role-playing aspects of this game. Well, the more role-playing aspects, I'd say, but just want to have a laugh or to see a sexy girl. That's the Banach style article, I suppose. I understand them, but I wouldn't vote for a pic of a girl in a bikini just because there's like a pic of a girl in a bikini.
But you would vote for a pic of a guy in a thong.
No, I'd save that one to my hot truck.
The crux of my argument is I would like dearly to see some of our more experienced people. And I'm going to pick on TFD and who does a lot of picture-related articles. God love him, although he does sprinkle in some good information there. And J.B. DeVinis and so on and so forth. Again, I'm not saying don't write any more articles with pictures that are a good laugh. I think it's good. It's entertaining. But if you have all that experience and all that knowledge, I know when I got brand new into this game and I started reading the news articles, I spent more time reading the ones that actually gave me some helpful information or... You know, without it being a lecture, like the Ministry of Education article, sometimes until they got reformed by Boulias and whatnot, tended to be very very dry, almost like instruction manuals. But there are guys like JB who have a talent for being able to add pictures and other things to keep your attention. Then let's share some good information in those articles as well. Let's not just throw up three or four pictures, a couple of words, and say, "Bam, here's a 100-vote article." You know, you have all this experience and all this information. Share it with those people who don't have that. That's the crux.
Speaking of good journalism, I am kind of starting to notice the fact that our party, and I dare to say our because we are all in the Democratic Action League after
all. We all have our own magic ponies.
In the DL.
Is starting to attract the good journalists in Canada. And I would like to thank God say that it's our doing because... Most of the WGC members are either active DAL members or retired DAL members. And I'm talking about Plaxon, I'm talking about Asfri. I'm talking about Date Penguin that just joined us. And it's really nice to see that the Democratic actually doesn't just stand for something out for the masses. It stands for something that teaches you something that really helps you in this.
And Scorpius, who's retired or gone into retirement. So another DAL member. But you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree with the fact that DAL really has some great writers. And I don't think there is one DAL member that I haven't seen produce at least one good article if he did. I mean, from those higher up members, that's true. But I think what's cool is that people are getting involved in journalism more often if they see that there's some gain from it. And the problem is that we lost that sense of purpose. I started writing good articles because I noticed that shitty articles won't get me into the top five. That was my time of e-Canadian youth, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right now, if I was right now, I'd probably do stupid joke articles that had one sentence and one picture. Because that's what it seems. And the problem is that we do not see a lot of new writers coming up because, they don't see it as beneficial.
They don't have but the other problem too, Adashko, in the same vein that you're talking about, where's their example? Where is the example being set in popular media? Your top five, you're right, your top five articles, what are we showing the new players? That top five articles consist of five or six pictures with a sprinkle of words. There are no really, there are great writers in eCanada. The problem is they're not making it to the top five. And TFD argues, well, you need subs to do that. Get 1,000 subs, your articles will go top five. But I'm not prepared to sacrifice, my beliefs around good journalism in order to get a media mogul medal. But you're right, there is no good... Not no good, but there's not enough good examples of good journalism in the top five. And most new players probably take a quick look at the top five. And what are they seeing?
I agree. And the fact that I'm actually waiting for two or three e-Canadians to start a journalistic career. And they are very intelligent. They know how to write. They know how to talk, etc., etc. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them. Their ideas on paper, but none of them is actually interested in writing because they know that their point won't get across because all our media is, I dare say, spammed by useless articles.
And dare I say it, as much as I pick on George Kirk, and you know what, he and I have had some great exchanges privately by PM, a lot of respect for each other.
Oh, he's the father of Captain Kirk,
This is true. But here's a guy, again, who, in my mind, has a really good sense of humor, a really witty sense of humor, could probably write some really good articles. This is a guy I'd like to see cultivated into being one of these, one of these good quality writers, because I think he has the natural instincts to do it. I just think that maybe, dare I say it, if some of us kind of encourage him to write some more of these quality type of articles, I think he could be a great asset to the Canadian journal scene. I think he has a lot of talent.
A lot of talents, but he doesn't have an example. Exactly, that's the thing.
Yeah. So, but he needs an example, yeah.
Yeah, and the example has to be set. And here's an appeal to everyone. If you see a shitty article, don't vote it. Even if you see a cute kitten raping your mother, which is really funny for you, don't vote it. It has no real sense to vote it. I mean, people whine about tabloids. People whine about... bad journalism in the real life and here in game somehow they cultivate exactly the same tendencies that tabloids have to make everything into pictures, to describe everything with pictures, to focus on the form rather than the focus on the message. I mean, if I don't care if my article looks like a wall of text, at least I say something sensible.
Exactly.
And I would like to make an appeal to every Canadian out there. make no mistake, we here think that these articles, this photo slash thing that could get in a shout, have their purpose in a way, because they make you smile, they cheer you up in a way. But do everyone a favor. If you vote such an article once, then if you see a wall of text that actually brings an idea forward, that actually expresses a feeling or something with words and not just one picture, then do the sensible thing. Vote it both with your account and your org.
And if you don't have an org, spend gold, 5 gold for it. It's worth it.
Exactly.
And vote with your head. Just vote with your head.
What head?
Okay, but remember, watch out with that. Watch out, because you can have some mouse prints on your forehead if you do vote with your head.
Depends which one you're using.
Okay.
Uncomfortable silence.
Okay,
uncomfortable
now,
silence.
Now our second topic for part two, Temujin BC, meaning Genghis Khan strikes in Canada.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan's real name was Temujin, actually.
Nice.
So Genghis Khan strikes.
Dasko knows his history.
Yeah.
The Mongolian history. So
I know every world history.
So we're
no, I know that because I have a friend in school that's named Temujin, and he always boasts about it.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah, so Genghis Khan has stroke, has...
Wait. If Temujin is Genghis Khan, then Salty Dog, Pim Dallas, Bannock, and all that, and all those guys that got the money from the CND are the hordes of Mongolians?
No, those are the women he raped.
Was he stroking his Temujin?
Okay, so either way, Tem, or Genghis, has stolen a lot of money. What was the amount? Because I always forget. Because every time I think CND and robbery, I 6, think government...
something like that.
Yeah, because every time I think CND and robbery, I think government's granny and it's 35K. it's just me, but he took 6,000 for the lulz. Well, a grand idea, take 5,000 just for a joke, and spread it around trusted Canadians like Octavian F, Salty Dog, Pimp Dollars,
yeah. Craig Norman,
and well, the government got the money back from nearly everyone.
And he gave 69 cents to Scorpius. And think of the implications of that number.
Except for Salty Dog.
Yes.
And Pimps.
Yeah. Has Pimp returned it yet? Did Pimp return it yet?
Let me check.
I don't think he has. I think that's a big kerfuffle right now, which we probably should get
involved. But everybody's whining about Salty Dog. Whining about Pimp. But well, nearly everyone returned it. The question is, why the fuck? What's the point in it? And Pimp didn't return it.
Okay.
And I think that's outrageous, because Pimp is a congressman. It's someone our citizens voted into.
Yeah, yeah. And he got $666. So,
yelled at Coda for expressing an opinion because she was not in Congress, and he lied at her because she was not in Congress, then expressed an opinion in the Congress area. For someone that did that, to just forget he got the money from Temujin, it's, I don't know what to say. What kind of person are you? Are you sticking for the rules? Or are you sticking for the rules when they are in, where they are helping you? Sorry.
I mean, honestly, I think that Well, Tim probably did it thinking that everyone will return the money. I mean, well, and I'm pretty sure he was thinking, when he was thinking about who won't, he was thinking about other people, I don't know, Octavian. I mean, I wouldn't expect Salty Dog and Pimp Dollars to be such, idiots not to return the money. And, but Tim was the biggest idiot here because, well, he just cost Canada $1,600.
And the money,
sum was $250. I'm actually counting down right now. $250, about, let's say, $4,000.
And I believe Pimp Dollars was reprimanded, or some sort of an arrangement or an agreement was made between Congress and the executive, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, you're right. No matter what the outcome is, at the end of the day, it took far too long for Pimp to return that money. He said he hasn't yet, right? He hasn't returned it.
No.
Nope. So nothing on his donation list would suggest what he did.
So then, again, you're right. It does beg the question: how does a congressman, an elected official, why should it come down to pulling teeth when the money was government money to begin with, and you're an elected government official? No matter what anybody thinks, if you take everything else aside, it's an elected government official holding stolen government money and refusing to return it. I don't care who you are, or what your position is, or how long you've been playing this game. That's just not right. All other things aside.
Yeah, it's not right, obviously, but I think, if you look at it, unless he has a right not to return it. I mean, it's being a total jerk. But he wasn't an accomplice. He just got the money by pure joke. But because
it's,
of joke.
It's blatant.
No, but I'm really pissed at Pimps because.
Oh, frankly, so am I. I think. He isn't really to be prosecuted for it because, I don't think there's anything to prosecute him on because, once again, I fucked up while writing the criminal code and I didn't really think about robbery by proxy, I suppose.
Either way, I mean, at the end of the day, Pimp's been playing this game long enough to know that morally and ethically speaking, that money needed to be returned to the government. I mean, a former Speaker of the House, several times over congressman, a respected CPF member, former party president. I mean, the list goes on and on. This is a guy who...
And same goes for Salty.
Right.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. These are individuals that, in my mind, are elder statesmen of the game who are supposed to be setting an example...
Exactly, a moral example.
You know, and what message does it send when our own Congress people, elected officials, refuse to return government money? Wow, that's, in real life, and we're not talking real life, but in real life, that's front page news.
Yes, and let's be serious, you didn't hear anything in game about him not returning
right.
the money.
There's been a lot of stuff about Salty
Dog. Forgot about it.
There's been a lot of stuff about Salty Dog not returning the money. But Pimp was somehow not held responsible. I don't know why. So to everyone, Pimp Dolls wanted. What? For being an idiot.
Yes.
I think Salty Dog, of course. And I think... anyone who votes Pimp in the future congressional elections, well, is just helping a criminal right now.
Yeah,
exactly. I think the case is grave for Pimp because not only that he was a speaker in the Congress, fuck that if you wanted, fuck that. But when you are one of the most aggressive congressmen in Canada and you are yelling at everybody that breaks the slightest rule to get prosecuted, to get the fuck out, to get straightened up, and et cetera, et cetera. And then you go and break one of the biggest rules and say, hey, it's okay because I'm me. Then who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
You think better than everybody else?
Exactly. Exactly. On that note, gentlemen, I think we should wrap up the subject. Unless you have a couple of closing remarks on that.
Well, my closing remark is that it's still all Tem's fault, really. So Genghis Khan has robbed our national
defense. Has not owed us.
Well,
and I guess we should go to Love Being a Fiery Ring.
Wait. I have it ready and prepared.
Okay.
I love it.
Love is a burning fiery thing.
Sing it, boys.
And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Woo, okay. Thank you. Thanks for listening to us singing Johnny Cash as always. See you next week. This was the end of part two.
Good night, Canada.
Good night. Good luck and all that stuff.
Love is a burning thing.